If Exelon and Pepco, which owns Delmarva Power, join forces, it would create the largest gas and electric utility in the Mid-Atlantic. Regulators in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and New Jersey had already approved the deal before the Washington, D.C. Public Service Commission said no. In the first state, the merger would bring a one-time credit payment to Delmarva Power ratepayers, as well as additional infrastructure investments, according to state public advocate Dave Bonar.
There would be additional reliability efforts that would have been made by the company. And we felt that overall what Exelon brought to the table was a very fair and equitable solution.
But opponents like Representative John Kowalko say the merger would create a larger company that would have been less responsive to customers' needs.
I'm not anti-corporation. What I am is anti-conglomerate, anti-monopoly, and I think that just gets very close to that.
Bonar says if Exelon and Pepco decide to renegotiate terms of the deal, he says his team would take a tougher stance to possibly get more from a new agreement. The companies issued a joint statement saying they were, quote, disappointed with the decision and that they will review their options. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.